Your business is our business on FM News 101.
And thanks for your calls and emails. Throughout the past half hour, we offered a complimentary audit of employee benefits. And again, those numbers to call in the Seattle market, 206-491-1122. Those of you in the Portland market, 503-502-7400. If you have a company with 50 or more employees, we'd love to help you out and start with an audit of your employee benefits. We've saved many companies thousands of dollars and would love to help you as well and appreciate the opportunity. We continue our conversation now on commercial real estate, bringing in one of the region's experts, Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Hey, Joe, good to see you and welcome back. It's been a while since we've had you on the show here. And I love your business model when it comes to commercial real estate because you and your firm focus solely on multifamily. Tell us why you went that direction.
You know, Brian, thanks for having me in again. A couple of things here. You know, as the story goes, I was in telecom for a number of years and moved to Portland, Oregon and started buying apartment buildings. And as I learned more about the apartment buildings, I understood that that was a great investment for not only cash flow, but also long-term, you know, future growth for retirement reasons as you build up equity in these buildings. And so as I look back now, I made the right decision, but I left telecom to start my own real estate firm and had a co-founding partner with me years ago when we started, and it's Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. We focus solely on apartments, as you just mentioned, and that's really the driver how I got into it. And when I saw the market as I was buying these apartment buildings, I just felt with having the corporate background with experience and training that I could provide a better service to investors because I didn't see that there was a lot of strong representation in other brokers when I was a client trying to buy apartments or selling apartments as an investor. So I went out and started the firm, got into it back in 2000 and really 2001, started the firm in 2005.
That's what's interesting to me, too, is the fact that you actually were an active investor and still are in commercial real estate, particularly with multifamily. And that really gave you an advantage because, as I like to say, you saw it from the other side of the campfire, and then you open up your own brokerage firm. You knew what it was like to be on the other side of the table, and you brought that level of customer service to this segment of the real estate market that really was in desperate need of it.
Absolutely. In my opinion, I wanted to provide a higher level of professionalism, integrity, and service to the apartment investor. And in those years, we've completed a lot of transactions, and you know the proof is with your clients, and we historically do more transactions than any other firm in the state here on a yearly basis. And our focus is really the individual market, you know, the 5 units to 100 units. And that's a good 80% of the market here in Portland. And when we work with our clients, you know, large or small, we're there to provide a need for them, high quality service with not just buying and selling, but also how to properly build wealth in the apartment market. We call them the four engines: cash flow, tax benefits, principal pay down on the note, and of course, the appreciation of the asset.
It's a very interesting play in real estate, too, because it's very different. And I know that for our audience out there that is involved in multifamily investment, they realize that. But maybe there's some people out there hearing this and they're saying, hey, I've got, you know, a strip center or I own some residential. Multifamily is very different. This is a very specific niche market in the commercial real estate market. And no disrespect to any other commercial agents out there who may focus on other areas of the market, but I know the good agents, the great agents, are very focused about the specific property they focus on. And for you, that's multifamily. It is a very different animal than, say, the strip center or the tilt-up or whatever it may be, right?
I agree. There's not a lot of clients that we work with that have a portfolio with strip malls, you know, industrial properties, you know, office buildings and multifamily. Most of our investors are strictly into the apartment investing. And so whether they own one building or many buildings, they typically have always been in the apartment buildings. Here in Portland, you know, we have a pretty good hold on the market with helping the investors, again, not just selling and buy something, but working with them long term on how to help their investment over time. We do a lot of seminars. We do a lot of consulting with them over the term that they own these buildings. And so we're unique because, again, we'll help any client There's a lot of new clients coming into the marketplace that never purchased a building before, and they're looking for something in that $200,000 to $600,000 range. Maybe they're using their 401k funds and doing a self-directed IRA, or maybe they just have some funds that they sold a rental house for and they want to get into apartments. And we also help the clients that are, you know, in the business for long term and have many properties and are selling and exchanging into a larger property, 70 units, 60 units, 92 units. You know, there's some recent transactions that we've done in this past year. So we've worked with a lot of the investors that have that seniority of experience in this marketplace.
Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, offices in Oregon, Washington, and Arizona, and experience unmatched in multifamily. If you'd like to reach out to them, best number to call is 503-546-9390 in Portland, right down there in Office on McAdam. Very active, too, and I think that's what another thing that separates what you're doing, Joe, from others in the market is this isn't a transactional-based relationship. You're offering the monthly seminars. You're offering quarterly information. You're really staying engaged with your clients or your potential clients to get out in front of those transactions rather than waiting for something to happen. It's, hey, let's continue to feed that information and be a resource, right?
Absolutely. Again, our three pillars are professionalism, integrity, and service. And on the service piece, that's being that resource for them. Unbiased opinions, you know, if we need to help them with making a decision, we're going to help them create that decision with factual data. And then, you know, what they decide is what we're going to go with because ultimately they're the decision maker. We don't put our needs in front of theirs. It's really helping them achieve their goals and needs. Recently, we opened up an office in Arizona down in Phoenix, and there's a lot of cross-correlation between investors that we found from people that own in Oregon and are buying in Arizona, own in Phoenix. And there's people in Arizona and Phoenix that want to buy up in Oregon. So those two states go hand in hand a lot in these transactions. We've had a lot of good clients say that they're interested in both markets from both states.
You got a great website, too. It's josephbernard.net. I'll give that out a couple more times here. But it's a great story as an active investor in commercial real estate, particularly in multifamily, the Portland market, and the numbers here. We're going to talk more about that coming up on next week's show. And also a friendly reminder for those of you out there who are joining us for our commercial real estate kickoff, January 23rd at the Bing Lounge. Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, partnering with us, WFG National Title, and a few other great folks in commercial real estate. The premier event to kick off the year in commercial real estate coming up January 23rd at the Bing Lounge here in Portland. We'll talk more about that as we count down to the end of this year and early next as well. Joseph Chaplick joining us here, and it is an interesting market. And as I mentioned, we'll talk more about that coming up on the future shows. But this really is a great model, and this market, Joe, has been red hot and showing no signs of slowing down, right?
You know, it is. And with the Portland market, you have a high demand, limited supply, especially years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, there was even more demand, less supply. And, you know, not counting the downturn 2009, 2010, but, you know, 2011, 2012, vacancies are extremely low. There's 25 to 30,000 citizens moving here every year annually. And so you have that demand, not to mention you have the urban growth boundary. It keeps everything close in the city. Your northwest is premium neighborhoods, your southeast, your northeast, even you're close in southwest. So you have a really nice bubble around the city that people want to live in. And so, again, those are going to be the highest demand areas with very low vacancy rates. I believe the average right now in greater Portland, 3.5% vacancy rate.
And Portland, a very connected city. You've got lots of bike lanes and mass transit. It's a great city for the urban dweller who is a renter, right?
That is correct. And they're going to pay for those rents, too, living close in.
Yeah, well, the market is red hot. It continues to be that way. For those of you interested in investment properties in the multifamily market, josephbernard.net is the best resource online. Joe's office located on McAdam, right in the heart of Portland. Number to call, 503-546-9390. As promised, we'll continue the conversation next week. We'll give you some numbers here on the market, give you the metrics that you need to know, and stay plugged in with Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Got those seminars and continuing to feed that information. We'll talk to you again next week. Joe, good to see you.
Thank you, Brian. Good seeing you.
More Business Briefing will continue the show after a quick break.